Opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Reclaim your power and learn to live your most amazing life with Mike Murphy Unfiltered Radio. Unfettered, unflinching, unafraid. Tune in every Thursday from noon to 2 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Mike explores authentic and relevant truth and powerful conversations with some of the world's most renowned game changers. This hit show taps the dynamic principles of the creation frequency to unleash unlimited infinite potential and guide you to manifesting the highest possibilities of your heart. Level up your life and rewire your programming. Think new thoughts and create true freedom. Let's expand energy, build true health and explosive frequency consciousness together. Powerful people, powerful conversations, powerful listeners. Infinite possibilities, fostering peace and joy with an unfiltered heart. Now, here's Mike Murphy, Unfiltered.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Mike Murphy Unfiltered Show. We're glad you're with us today. We come to you every Thursday, noon to 2 Pacific, and today I'm live from Palm Springs, California, and we have a great health show in store for you today for the next 2 hours. Hour one, we're going to have Mr. Troy Casey, certifiedhealthnut.com, and also just a super fun, crazy guy, and we're going to talk about primal activation, especially for men, to get that primal force going for us guys, and where we can be more energetic, create more beautiful things in the world, become better spouses, better significant others for our other in our life. And then hour two, we got a great guest, husband and wife, Josh and Jeannie Rubin, and they're going to give us information on food strategies for thyroid health. And the thyroid is a big gland in our body that really gets ignored, I think, and causes a lot of health problems. So we're going to dive deep into that today. So, Troy, where are you, my man? Are you out there?
I'm right here, man.
There we are, the Certified Health Nut. Troy, tell us what you do.
God, I don't really know what I do, man. I'm a rebel rouser and a drum beater.
All right, let's go.
I'm here to usher in the next level of human consciousness, evolution, upgrade the human systems on planet Earth that are beneficial for all.
And you do that by working with people individually or through workshops, or how do you go about that?
Yeah, you know, I was working in the Amazon for many years, and I brought the messages out of the rainforest and the deforestation and the potential collapse of our ecology and just the environment, and ultimately nobody really gave a shit. And it's not that they don't care, it's just that they're bogged down by metabolic processes, they're bogged down in working for corporations that are antithetical to health and their soul. And also, you know, driving in traffic and just, you know, living life by default instead of by design. Yeah. And so, you know, it's really just tapping into people in what they desire at the core level, at the soul level, and what we need to survive, you know, as a species coming out of the industrial age.
Well, now what happened? Where were you when you realized, man, things are kind of going in the wrong direction here, and you'd made a decision to be a part of correcting it or bringing better health to humanity? What brought that upon you?
Well, a lot of it was, you know, my own digestive issues and my own health. And then working in the Amazon, I realized, I think in 2010, the UN called it the year of biodiversity, and how important biodiversity is for the survival of our species, for the ecosystem. That was a big deal and a big concept to me. And then working in the Amazon, I witnessed mountains of sawdust from the trees being deforested, everywhere in the Amazon, from the small tributaries to the major rivers, and then, of course, in Iquitos, where the sawmills are, and they manufacture 2x4s that go on barges up to the Home Depot. And so, and I realized working, because we were called the solution to saving the rainforest by the Cousteau Society, or at least a major solution, creating viable income streams and business for the inhabitants that are the natural stewards of the land to harvest the herbal medicine that helps all the Westerners whose health is failing right now. 70% of the American people are obese or overweight, 33% diabetes. And so it was a symbiotic relationship. But herbal medicine is a fraction compared to what oil exploration does and or lumber and the subsequent cash crops that are grown on the jungle. Once the big trees are felled and they burn the bush, then they start growing the cash crops. Everything from coca leaves and coffee to GMO crops to feed fast food chains with soy and corn for their animals. And so it was a big concept, and it was too much for people that were bogged down by life in the fast lane in the modern world. And so my message has been more to the individual and what Gandhi said, become the change that you wish to see in the world. So I work with people on their own soil that resides in their gut microbiome. So my message to people is, if you want to reclaim your divinity, if you want to reclaim your power, then reclaim your gut microbiome. And that relates to your overall health and is ultimately the second brain, as the cutting edge of science is proving right now.
So you mentioned your digestion problems, and I'm curious if you ever figured out what the cause was, and then what was the solution to bring your gut health up to maximum levels?
Well, I grew up as an American, and I was weaned on, you know, Captain Crunch and Pop-Tarts and TV dinners. You know, I grew up in the 70s. And so, you know, I had digestive issues. I started a career in modeling, and I was in, I was a Versace model sitting in Milan, and the agents are ruthless in that business. And I would, you know, go out and drink beer and eat pizza, and I'd come back next morning, I would be all bloated. And they'd be like, honey, you're fat, you know, go figure your situation out because there's no work for you today. And so so I took that to heart. I went down and got some books out of the American bookstore, and I started reading everything I could on nutrition. And Jethro Kloss's Family Heirloom, Back to Eden, was one of my first books. It was on herbs, fasting, home remedies, and clean eating. And that was the beginning of my journey. And it wasn't till probably 20, maybe 15 years into my journey that I realized the gluten piece for myself. And I pulled that out of my diet and instantly got results. I was already off commercial pasteurized dairy. Those are the two main big triggers, soy and corn, a close second. And so I pulled those out of my diet and I got instant results. And so I've been advocating and sharing my journey ever since on my platform, Certified Health Nut.
Yeah, and for the audience, let me elaborate a little bit, because I'm out to dinner with so many people that have this gluten problem. They need a gluten-friendly menu. And number one, folks, you have to understand, we don't eat real food anymore, okay? They don't use real seeds. It's geoengineered stuff, right? And number one, and the reason they do that is because when they go to harvest it, they can spray it with Roundup glyphosate, which is poison. And as the wheat is dying, it yields a 30% deeper crop, richer crop. But guess what? Then that poison gets into our system, destroys all the good bacteria that we need to have a healthy gut. And then all kinds of bad stuff can grow in there, stay in there, and then leak into our blood system. And now we have so many diseases as a result of this.
Well, that's the issue. I got to tell you, from 30 years of studying this, the apex is the glyphosate. So we've got gut villi. We have villi inside of our stomach. And this looks like a shag carpet when it's healthy or when we're born. And over time, it starts to diminish. And we develop gut permeability or leaky gut. Berber carpet is what's considered celiacs. And most people are in between celiacs and a healthy gut. And most people are more towards, you know, celiac. So they're gluten intolerant, or gluten is a trigger, and it may not trigger you early on in life, but if you start having eczema, psoriasis, pimples, fungal infection, anything on the skin is directly related to the gut. And so if the gut can't process it through the feces and urine, ultimately you are, eventually going to have a gut, compromised gut, and then ultimately that goes into the immune system. As people continue to poison themselves, as I continue to poison myself, unbeknownst to myself, and then that leads to problems. So my diet is super clean right now. I'm very well aware of the glyphosate issue, but once the gut gets compromised, then any of these inflammatory agents can trigger the same response. And what I tell people, it's like a food hangover. And it's not, can I have a croissant on Sunday because I want to enjoy my life? Go ahead if you want to have a food hangover. It's the same thing with drinking alcohol. I get 5-day hangovers now, you know, from my drinking history. And so it's not an optimal choice for me to be in bed with flu-like symptoms from drinking alcohol. So I make the same choice when it comes to food. I can have it if I want to deal with the food hangover.
So let's assume that I have a gut problem and I come to you. What steps are you going to take me through to heal my gut? What kind of probiotics or what kind of food would you do to heal my gut?
So first and foremost, it would be going over your overall dream and purpose as a human being on the planet, because that's the guidepost. That is what's going to guide you through the program that I designed for people. And so it's not about me or my, you know, wild certified health nut ideas. It's really about testing things and seeing what works in your lifestyle. And from your dream and purpose, then we outline and get a baseline on what real food is: farmer direct, wild, biodynamic, organic certified, real nutrition grown from real seeds and real soil. And so we start moving you in that direction. The history shows the history of the spear, the history of the gut microbiome. Before the industrial age, and before the domestication of food, we were hunting and gathering. What were we gathering? Roots, barks, berries, greens, herbs, medicinal plants. And then we were hunting grass-fed ruminants, and we would eat the organs first. And we would rotate everything because the food supply changed. It wasn't like you just went to the store and kept buying chicken and eggs, and potentially building an intolerance to that one single food. And so I teach people how to rotate everything, and I also teach people how to take the inflammatory agents out of their system, and then we have to test it. We have to test it each step of the way and see what works. Usually when people work with me in the first month, they lose on average 25 pounds. And so, and as we continue with the, pulling out the gluten and pasteurized dairy and soy and corn, they continue to lose the weight and have the weight drop off. Then I go through their lifestyle with a fine tooth comb. I look at their movement patterns, and I also look at their sleep, and we do a stress management assessment. And so you get more mileage out of managing and mitigating your stress load. And we have many of them unseen every day. And so managing and mitigating the stress, optimizing sleep hygiene, and fine tuning the nutrition, you get more mileage out of that than trying to outrun your bad diet or trying to solve all your problems with high intensity exercise, which ends up injuring a lot of guys my age or even a little bit younger. They get back in the gym, they injure themselves, then they become sedentary, and then the weight problems and let's say a case of fuck it come on, and they're just like, fuck it, I'm fat and I'm always going to be this way. And so we help them understand food first and foremost, and then movement as medicine, and then keep working with the mind. And then I have many esoteric and ancient tools that I work with, from shamanism to yoga and qigong.
And first of all, you mentioned losing your average client that works with you loses about 25 pounds the first 30 days. I'm sure a lot of ears perked up in the audience. So if somebody wants to work with you, how do they get a hold of you?
My Instagram, I answer most of my messages, although my Instagram's getting pretty packed these days. Send me a message on Instagram, my website. My Instagram has a link in my bio. You can click on that. Not everybody, it's not a viable economic idea to work with me one-on-one right away. And so they can click on that link and they can do my 40-day cleanse, which will clean out the gut microbiome. We have the only super probiotic on the market proven to pull the glyphosate out of the tissues, reduce C-reactive protein by 74%, which is an inflammatory marker, within 6 weeks. And so that product comes with my 40-day cleanse. It's an organic green juice cleanse. So if people have gotten sick and maybe they have a major issue like cancer, they usually find themselves to the Hippocrates Institute, which was developed by Ann Wigmore, and or the Gerson therapy, which is developed by Max Gerson. So this is green juice and wheatgrass therapy. And we've commercialized it for the commercial market. Over 100,000 people have done this cleanse so far. And that's a great place to start because people lose anywhere from 5 to 20 pounds in the first initial 10 days of the cleanse. And then once we get a baseline, people are feeling better, looking better. We've reduced the inflammation in the face and the gut. Then they can start adapting and adopting more of these holistic lifestyle principles. So that's a great place to start. And a lot of my clients start with that.
And all they got to do is go to certifiedhealthnut.com and all that material's there?
Certifiedhealthnut.com. But there's a link specifically in my bio on my Instagram, which is Certified Health Nut Instagram. And then they can apply for my coaching programs and or do the cleanse right from there. And then if they do the cleanse, they I will give them my phone number and I will monitor them daily.
Cool. Awesome. Folks, I strongly urge you to do that. You know, this toxicity builds up in our body, creates a lot of inflammation. All disease is linked to inflammation. So as soon as you start getting those aches and pains in your joints and tissues, it's time to take a look at what you're eating and figure out how to detox your body and get your strength and your energy back. Because we have a magnificent machine called a human body. Okay. The problem is it gets poisoned and poisoned and poisoned. And eventually it just can't, the immune system stops functioning. Troy, where did we lose our way? I mean, if I study history, it seems around 1900, you know, we went from natural medicine and natural healing to this allopathic mode. And now we're a mess. How did that happen? And can we find our way back?
I believe my observation shows that it happened by programming the human mind to go against our innate intelligence, our gut instincts. So we've given up our power for this idea of science, which is not really science. It's scientism and or faux science through research bias. Right. And so we have Edward Bernays created public relations. He was Freud's nephew. So he took all the high-level psychological aspects about our mothers, our fathers, our sex, our shortcomings, and they intertwine that with all the economic and political campaigns we have seen in the 20th and 21st century. So I would say the media has a big play in programming that. And also capitalism and business. I don't think it's a great conspiracy. I mean, if you read Agenda 21 from the UN, you might think it's a conspiracy. If you read some of the papers on A Century for New America from the neocons or Council on Foreign Relations, these types of elements, understanding that the American Medical Association was started by the Rockefellers. If you know anything about monopolies and what the Rockefellers did that where anyone was competing with them in oil, you know, they would buy up the railroads, they would buy up all the other cottage industries around that so they could control that. And I believe that they got involved in the Educational Institute, they purchased the UN, and they also created the American Medical Association. So the only one that could treat, mitigate, or cure disease had to be state-educated medical doctors. And if you look at the medical industry and universities, you get 12 years of indoctrination. So these well-meaning people that want to help people with their health and as a doctor, they are programmed by a machine that increases the triple bottom line, which is money, by creating products and services. And I interviewed on one of my whistleblower videos a Dartmouth-trained surgeon chemist, and he went to school for a research lab after his $250,000 education. And he realized that this pharmaceutical company was creating marketing campaigns known as diseases to sell their products known as drugs. And drugs have side effects. And side effects is a marketing gimmick. There is no side effects. They are toxic effects on the human body from taking molecular structures that have been synthesized, something from a plant that might have had the cofactors and the other nutrition to balance out the toxicity. They extract the toxicity and create this quote-unquote silver bullet to solve our one problem. And it's usually not a problem. It's a symptom of a problem that has a root. And so in holistic health, we go at the root. In the medical industry, they treat the symptom. And these drugs and or surgeries, they cut out the symptom. But the fact of the matter is it also can hurt and maim you. And one of the first things I do with clients is ask them if they're on pharmaceutical drugs. Then I simply go on the drug manufacturing website and pull off all the side effects and see if they match up to the symptomology they're dealing with. And lo and behold, a lot of the problems are coming from actually the side effect of these drugs. So it's a big picture thing. And my, you know, I like to say the antidote for complexity as we've created in the world today is simplicity. So getting back to nature in all of its facets as much as we can without going neurotic is the methodology that I use.
Yeah, but it's interesting. At the same time, they keep ramping up this technology and they get us going faster and faster and faster. And it's almost virtually impossible to get back to simplicity now because the world is moving so fast out there with all this technology, and it's difficult for us to keep up with it. And you just said something really, really important. It's mind control. You know, if you look at it, I feel so bad for these doctors. You know, they have a big heart. They really want to help people with illnesses. And then they go into this 12 years of indoctrination. And then they come out of it and they start treating people. And I'm sure after 4 or 5 years, they go, hey, what I'm doing is not helping people. They're getting sicker. But they go, well, I still got $200,000 in student loans. I got a wife now, a mortgage, a couple kids. They're screwed. Where do you go from there? I mean, you know, they're stuck, and I feel so bad for them. And you mentioned the Rockefellers. You know, what they did is they got in, ladies and gentlemen, you know, and they had all the money and the oil and this, and they created monopolies, like you said. But then they go, okay, how can we get into medicine? And so they'd go to Harvard and say, hey, we'll donate $1 million. You can build a new building. Can we be on the board of directors? And next year, hey, we'll give you more money. We need another seat on the board. And then pretty soon we got away from natural healing. So now if you're a natural healer, you're called a quack, okay, where you do no harm, you do no damage. And then if you have this MD, and then they really programmed us when I was growing up, you had the UCLA Medical Center on TV every night, beautiful looking people, healing people, white coat, stethoscope. Then we go to Marcus Welby, and then we go to Dr. Howe. It's all programming, ladies and gentlemen, and you nailed it. We got to get back to simplicity, and we got to take care of our, and you brought on another thing. We're full body. We're mind, emotion, physical, spiritual, and you got to treat the whole thing. Wow. So how do we find our way back? Is there hope? Do you have hope where you sit?
I absolutely have hope. You know, all the ancient sages have said, know thyself. All knowledge is knowledge of self. No, there's nothing new under the sun. I'm not trying to claim, patent, or brand my own special brand. This is all ancient knowledge. And, I use a lot of fasting. Fasting to go without is to go within. You want the answers. We are all-knowing self-healing mechanisms. That's the truth. And so the world that I'm creating for the future, we will have self-care education, which is the most important thing, how to take care of the human body. We get, you buy a new Ferrari or a Toyota, you get an owner's manual, right? You change that oil. You wash and wax that vehicle, the exterior of the vehicle, and you make sure the interior is tuned up well. If you want to have less problems with your vehicle, well, what makes the difference for the human being? You know, nothing. In fact, it's more technologically advanced than a Ferrari. And so what fuel are you feeding it? You know, how are you optimizing? And, you know, one of the shortest ways to reclaim your divinity, reclaim your power, is fasting. And fasting will lock up nutrition that goes, you know, to the microbes, the fungus, parasites, the viruses. You know, microbes are, you know, part of Mother Nature's garbage cleaners. So again, back to the dream and the purpose as a human being, as a man, it's very important to have that as well. But, you know, when you have a clear dream, no disease can touch you. And so getting the mind straight first and foremost, and then aligning yourself with natural law, hermetic code, the principles of biology and physiology and psychology, and then re-engineering your way out of that. And ultimately, again, nature will solve most of those problems. So getting into surfing or hiking or going to the beach regularly or riding your bike or grounding into the earth or getting out into the grass or going for a walk or, you know, any of these types of things will start to get your mind around that, putting natural food into the body. Stop paying these corporations to poison the air, the water, the soil, and your gut and your children. And so if we don't put our foot down and start investing in our health and putting ourselves first, right? Self-care, self-love means taking care of you as an individual first. If we don't do this, how do we expect the world to be healthy? The world's in a very precarious place. Statistically, we're fucked environmentally. And so how are we going to pull this rabbit out of the hat? Well, if you look at the Wright brothers, they wanted to fly like an eagle, and everyone said that they were crazy. Steve Jobs is the same thing. He wanted to put handheld computers in everyone's hand, and he wasn't an engineer. Right? He was the idea man. So I'm the same way. I'm the idea man. I see a world. My vision is clean air, water, soil, and equitable systems for all mankind in my lifetime. And if people don't understand what an equitable system is, I have a one-way ticket to Libya, Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, Darfur, Venezuela, any place there's natural resources that we covet. And we can't do to other without ultimately doing to ourselves. For example, we've got 4,000 Iraqi veterans that live on my beach here in Santa Monica. And so that puts a strain on the taxes of Santa Monica and also just the welfare of the community. I mean, we don't want people with PTSD getting all crazy and, you know, killing people or just, you know, pooping in on the park grounds and stuff like that. It's like we want a healthy society. And, you know, having our PTSD veterans in our community as homeless people, that's a direct result of the wars that we've created. And it's not for freedom and democracy, because what we did to Libya was crimes against humanity. You know, it's been about natural resources. The good thing is, in the last couple of years, I've seen the wars be talked about less and less. And so I don't know if anybody else is observing that, but I know previously that we were talking about ISIS almost every day, and now you don't even hear about it. So I think there's some good things that are moving. I'm calling for a quantum leap in human consciousness, and I think it's right around the corner.
Amen. Amen. We got to take a quick break, Troy. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're getting this. I mean, this man is brilliant. What he's doing in the world, the message that he has to share. I hope you're paying attention, because I think time is urgent right now that we all get busy. So we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, I'm going to ask Troy about this primal activation. So ladies, call your husband. You want him to get him all tuned up for tonight. We'll be right back.
Find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Hi, and welcome. My name is Mike Murphy, and I'm so happy and excited that you found my website. I really feel that if you spend a little time here and explore what we have going on, you're going to find a lot of free content that can really help take your life to another level. And maybe you'll purchase some of our programs or maybe donate to our nonprofit foundation and help us make the world a little better. And the beautiful thing about the creation frequency in this law of manifestation, the way the mystery man taught it to me, I've never seen it taught anywhere since. We do it in a very unique way. We've created a powerful course. And so I don't want to go too long here. I'm grateful that you found the site. I hope you explore our work. I hope you become a partner with us in either supporting our nonprofit work or buying the course for the creation frequency or listening to our radio show. However you ended up here, we're just glad you're here. Give us your email address. Stay in touch with us. We really are driven to make the world a better place, period, in the conversation. And to do that, we need everybody to wake up to what's really going on and realize that they've been programmed to think that they're less powerful than they really are. And it's all about taking our own personal power back, owning it, and going out there and getting healthy, strong, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and going out there and wherever they're suffering, lend a hand and bring someone up, and that will transform whatever is going on there and make the world just a much brighter, sweeter, more beautiful place. And that's my goal. That's my mission. And thank you for listening, and I wish you nothing but the best. Thank you. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Mike Murphy Unfiltered Show. We have a great guest today, Troy Casey, the crazy health nut, certified health nut guy. And just, I love his spirit. I love his attitude. I love how he's so positive about the future that we can right this ship and turn it around. Hey, during the break, we had a call from a listener in New York City, Jonathan. He had a couple of questions. One is, can you fix the gut? Can you heal the gut with just good nutrition, or do you have to do a fast or take probiotics? Can you just heal it with good food?
And the short answer is yes. And in fact, if you want to have a healthy gut, I highly recommend eating an only organic, non-inflammatory diet. And so, and I call this the hashtag no diet diet. And you can find some of that on YouTube and my Instagram. But the fact of the matter is, yes, it's just if you want to heal the body faster and optimize the body, fasting has traditionally been a tool that's been utilized. And there are multiple ways of doing fasting. There's many ways to skin a cat. So you can do the ultimate is dry fasting, which is no water. The Indians do that at Sundance for 4 days. I'm not recommending it. I'm advising you to research it first and foremost. It's been the ultimate for me. I love it myself. Water fasting is second, but it's not my medicine. I don't like to water fast. I like to juice fast. So juice fast goes after a deeper cleanse, in my humble opinion. It's more gentle and long-term. But again, dry fasting, 1 day of dry fasting is like 9 days of juice fasting. So really pick your poison to heal the body. I think fasting and sleep are the best ways to do that. And so an organic diet is paramount for today's day and age. And then finding some form of humic and fulvic acids to help chelate the glyphosate out of your tissue. Glyphosate is ubiquitous. They found it in the Arctic. They found it in fetal tissue and women's breast milk. It's pervasive and ubiquitous. So it's everywhere. So the super probiotic that we have on the cleanse and the line of products that I work with, it has a prebiotic and an herbal and the humic and fulvic acids. And so that's the shortcut. So The short answer is yes. The long answer is what I just said.
So those products are all available on your website, though, if we want to get them.
On my Instagram, there's a link to take it directly there. Otherwise, find me on any social media platform, and I will give you the information.
Well, what's the brand name of those products?
I work with Purium.
Purium, yeah.
And I have a $50 gift card for anybody. I've got a discount for anyone that wants to take those products.
And to find out, just find you on Instagram, and then all that's right there.
Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. Mainly Instagram these days. I'm most active, but I answer all my messages.
So I've done plenty of fasting, but I've never done just no water fasting. I know when I fast for a couple of days with just water, my energy starts to just go through the roof, you know? And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, half of our energy goes through the process of digestion. So when you don't have to digest your food, now your body has that extra energy to really scour the body and get rid of toxicity, which is the beauty of fasting. But what's it like when you don't drink? I mean, can you go a little deeper into that?
So dry fasting is the ultimate because you go into autophagy and a ketogenic state, a fat burning state, within about 15 to 18 hours, depending. So a dry fast, you would do something like no more inputs, let's say late afternoon. So let's say 4 or 5 o'clock, you know, you have your last meal or your last drink. When you wake up in the morning, you know, 5 a.m. in the morning, that's 12 hours. If you sleep till 7, that's 14 hours. Most people on an intermittent fast can make it till noon. And that right there is going to be, you know, 15, 18 hours right there. You should be feeling the effects. Ultimately, dry fasting is cutting off, it's zero nutrition to the microbes. So they have to survive. They need moisture and they need food to survive, mostly sugar. And so once you cut that off, then the die-off begins and you feel so clear and so amazing. You feel back in control of your life. You feel your own power. Within that short amount of time, if you can make it to 24 hours or bedtime and wake up the next morning, that's 36 to 40 hours right there. And that is a big dry fast. I've done up to 61 hours myself. And just the autophagy alone, you know, it scavenges the dead cells in the body. It optimizes and makes the body efficient. It fat adapts it. It completely makes the body adapt and becomes extremely resilient in a short amount of time. So it's pretty drastic. I don't recommend people start there unless they've got some big issue and then they research it and it resonates with them and then they start. But yeah, dry fasting is the ultimate. And you could stop at 18 hours as well. I think you will serve the purpose at 18 hours. But again, if you can make it longer, you'll reap many more benefits.
Isn't it mind-blowing how your eyes get so clear? The whites of your eyes are like shining, your hair, your skin. I mean, it's amazing how we're designed to be just this optimum machine, but we get bogged down with so much garbage in the world today.
I mean, isn't that the truth? And we are an overconsumptive society. And so if you want to be the change in the world, stop consuming so much.
Yeah.
You know, I practice intermittent fasting for 30 years. You know, people want to know, I've got my Ripped at 50 campaign. People want to know, oh, what's the secret sauce of being Ripped at 50? And that comes down to consistency of applying natural medicine principles, holistic lifestyle principles into your life consistently. It's like going to the gym. I don't build my muscles in one day. You know, I build it over time being consistent. And so same thing can be said with your hydration, your nutrition, your breath work, your mobility, your stretching, everything. You know, you drop a little bit in the bucket each day and eventually, you know, it's like putting money in the piggy bank. Eventually, you know, you got $100 in the piggy bank, you know, from just a little bit of change every day. And so the same thing can be said with your health program. I think what people get trapped with is that they end up cheating and then they get a case of the fuckets, which is apathy and indifference, which is very dangerous for your health. And so if you find yourself there, reach out to me. You know, I can help. You don't want to be apathetic or indifferent, especially to your own life. And so the solutions are always there, and they're based in nature. They're based in natural substances. Here's the thing: pay now or pay later, pay the farmer or pay the doctor, your choice.
Right. Amen. What about working out? What do you do?
So I move my body daily, most days anyhow.
Walking, hiking, running, what do you do?
Walking is my number one prescribed exercise for everyone. And it's the way the human body is designed to move through time and space. It's very calming. It activates the parasympathetic nervous system. And exercise is a necessity, not a luxury. And so it is what moves the interstitial fluid, the lymphatic fluid. A stagnant body of water turns into a cesspool. So if you want a disease, then don't move your body. So I ride my bike a lot. I live near the beach for that specific reason. I don't like to be in my car. I live in Los Angeles and I don't want to drive in traffic. Right. So I live in an area where I can walk daily, where I can ride my bike daily. And also I like to do Qigong for mobility. I want my shoulders to work and everything that's connected to it. I want my breathing apparatus to function. So I make sure I get into my body and move out my kinks daily. I recommend hanging. I have a pull-up bar in my home. I get all my clients to purchase one as well. I recommend 2 minutes a day, help straighten out the spine, and then get also into the rib cage and all the connective tissue to our breathing apparatus. And the shoulders, you know, we can carry a lot of stress and the weight of the world on our shoulders. So just hanging for 2 minutes a day can rectify a lot of back pain. And then recently in the last couple of years, I went back into the gym to build back muscle. I had black mold exposure and I had two children in my 40s, and I did some spiritual work in the Amazon and I did some extensive fasting. I lost too much lean muscle mass, then got sick, and it was challenging for me to have the energy to build it back. I healed myself, and last year I got back into the gym, challenged myself on the road to yoked, ripped at 50, and I was able to build not only musculature, but I learned from the great Paul Check on functional fitness, on how to integrate it into my whole body, you know, like a pitcher that throws, you know, a ball. You know, that is a push, a twist, and a lunge, which are primal patterns. So I was educated on human physiology and biology, and to put that all together and to make a highly functional human, I was able to pull that off. That was about 7 years of application of my studies at the Czech Institute, which is this certificate here. And this certificate has no meaning. Not as much meaning as this certificate, which is a picture of my daughter, which makes me extremely happy that she drew for me. And so I believe that my success as a father and as a human, as an effective human, is a greater measurement of the application of the principles I teach.
Let me ask you this, Drew. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day. He has high blood pressure, hypertension, and he's concerned with stroke, heart attack, but he's really upset. He's tired of taking the hypertension meds. And it seems to me like there's some illnesses that I don't know if they're manufactured. I mean, because medicine will tell you there's no cause, or they don't know the root cause of hypertension, so they just give you drugs to, you know, manufacture a lower number. What do you know about hypertension? What could you say to my friend?
Well, I would just say go to the zoo and look at the zoo animals. Those are animals taken out of their natural environment and put in a domesticated situation. And then let's take the blood pressure of those guys. Let's look at their weight and their psychology. A lot of those animals get depressed. They get obese, overweight. And so this is what has happened to us. So again, my principle is get back into nature and all of its facets. High blood pressure, you know, what does exercise do? Especially weightlifting or strength training. It increases the blood pressure. So it makes the body adapt. And so, so it can handle more pressure. So a person like that needs to go back to the basics: hydration, nutrition, movement, breathing, assessing their stress management. What are their dominant thoughts? Are they leading from love, or are they leading from fear? Are they afraid that they're going to be broke and destitute and lonely if they don't perform a certain task at a certain job or a certain business? Or are they free enough to go, hey, whatever I'm doing in my life is not working. Let me assess this, reassess this, find some other people on the internet that are living healthy, happy lives. And let me see if I can learn a few principles from them that I can start implementing in my life. And then getting clear on your dream, your purpose, your legacy, and start moving in the direction to that which you love, as opposed to living by default and taking the status quo up the ass, in my opinion.
I love that advice. What about people that, you know, I run into so many people that just having trouble sleeping. Now, I don't know if it's because of all this Wi-Fi or all these devices. And then I've been studying the work of Dr. Jack Kruse, the blue light and how we need to get, you know, I find it so fascinating. You know, they discourage us from going out in the sun, which was like gives us so much health and energy. Or if we go outside, we got to cover ourselves with all these chemicals. I mean, what about all that?
It's good for business, right? Good for chemical companies. It's good for, doctors that, you know, you slather toxic chemicals all over the skin. The skin's got a 75% absorption rate, sometimes higher than the stomach. And so you're ingesting these chemicals, cross-reference them on a Google search and see if you should be ingesting those toxic chemicals. And maybe that's what's creating your disease. And then on top of it, this is so unnatural. It's taking us out of our natural environment. The sun provides so much nutrition for us. Also, we wear sunglasses that protects us against the UV. If you have no sunglasses, your receptor sites, your eyes get triggered and they release a hormone internally that protects you against the sun. That's assuming you have the proper nutrition and the antioxidants required to protect you against the sun, and you acclimate for the sun. I'm not advocating burning your skin. No, that's right. Damage. But getting some kind of sun on your body, and then using a hat or a shirt as sunscreen, and or staying out of the sun. And if you got to be in the sun, then make sure that your nutrition is way high with lots of antioxidants. And there are natural sunscreens on the market. Source those.
Yeah. So in today's world, I think it's one out of three people will get cancer, maybe one out of two men, one out of three women, something like that. Now, we know that most cancers are environmentally charged. What would you say to somebody coming to you that just a woman that just got diagnosed with breast cancer and the doctor saying chemotherapy, radiation, surgery? What would you say to that person?
Well, psychologically, it's very hard to compete with the medical industry and someone who puts themselves at the mercy of the medical industry. To me, that a large portion of that is giving up the power, especially when you understand that their methodology is to cut poison or burn it out of the body. The body is a self-healing mechanism. Autogenesis is the principle. The body will regenerate itself if it has the proper environment and the proper nutrition. This is the research around epigenetics, the stem cell biologist, Dr. Bruce Lipton in the Biology of Belief. And so the body will automatically heal itself. So if you're dealing with a compromised major health issue, then you're gonna want to, you're looking at a basic lifestyle overhaul. So that's mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual. Mindset, you wanna see where your thoughts are. Are you still harboring resentment? Have you forgiven the people that have wronged you, whether you have been really wronged or perceived to be wrong? Have you made a choice to live no matter what? Because that's the first step I work with clients that have compromised issues in their life, big compromised situations. Like what you described before. Hey, do you want to live? If I start hearing hemming and hawing and of course and this and that, and blah, 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 and but my disease and da-da-da-da-da, that is not a yes. An emphatic yes is what I'm looking for. That's what we want to get clear on. Yes, I want to live, because nothing's more powerful than a made-up mind. And the internet's full of people that have healed themselves from stage 4 cancer. Louise Hay has a whole body of work in her Hay House publishing company and her book, How to Heal Your Body. And so, so you're looking at a lifestyle overhaul when somebody has a life-threatening disease thrown at them. And I'm not trying to throw the baby out of, with the bathwater when it comes to the medical industry. My daughter was born in the hospital, and I think it has value. You just have to keep your eyes on them and have knowledge. Have someone else that has knowledge with you, just like when you go into a hospital and you've had a midwife that you want natural birth, but you end up in the hospital. The doulas or the midwives are there to protect you from these invasive therapies. Somebody I know just had an induced birth and they're maimed. The whole side of their face went numb, and they've got many complications from these medications and this induced birth and then subsequent C-section, which cuts off your whole abdominal wall. So, you know, it's not like you just give up your power and anything that they do is going to work out. Medical malpractice is huge. I think the number one cause of death, if you combine medical malpractice, properly prescribed drugs and adverse reactions to drugs, and you compile all that data, you know, the medical industry, you know, is intertwined with all the other major industries and the media. So they're not going to release this information. But I would say the number one cause of death in the world, if you combine all the medical malpractice and the mistakes that are made, is medicine itself.
Well, it's definitely in the top three, because I just read an article on that. So with cancer being one, heart disease two, and then medical mispractice or big pharma mispractice is number three cause of death. So imagine that, folks, you know, and I promise you, you know, fasting and eating broccoli and drinking really high pH water is not going to cause illness. It's only going to cause better health. So it's so important that we listen to ourselves and quit trusting these people that have one agenda, and that's to take the money out of our pocket and put it into their pocket, and with zero concern what happens to us other than getting our money. And that's how I see the world today, with all these big corporations today, all these big monopolies. And what really just bums me out is how they own the mainstream media. You know, we grew up trusting these people, right? Walter Cronkite and Leave It to Beaver. Now look at what comes out of that box today. It's like boiling the frog, right? How did they get us to boil us, right? They started with this very gentle bonanza and Leave It to Beaver and the Partridge, and then it started getting dicier, dicier, dicier. And they've sucked us right in. And now most people sit around and watch that stuff for 6 to 8 hours between the TV and the iPad and the iPhone. And they're getting brainwashed to believe shit that doesn't serve them. In fact, destroys them. And so that's why I think a message that you have, Troy, is so powerful. And so I really encourage our listeners to check out your work. You got a lot of free stuff on there, a lot of beautiful information. And I think you're right on the money. What do you see when you work with people, the number one struggle that they have to really embrace taking care of themselves? Self-love.
I think a big portion of it comes down to the idea of selfishness. And I think the religions really stepped in to there, as well as, you know, maybe the government. You know, it's about, you know, being part of the all. And I'm a firm believer in the I, we all. My whole work, I live in a fiat currency system, so I am monetized, but my whole work is service to the all, right? Because if 70% of the American people are obese or overweight, and that grew 10% since I've owned my business, 70% is close to 100%. So if I don't do something, we're going towards 100% obesity rates and Frankenfood. And so, you know, I have to put my foot down and make a decision, you know, moving forward. And your question eludes me for a second. Can you
repeat? So it's really, what do you see stumbling blocks for people loving themselves and taking care of themselves?
So again, it really comes down to self-love, self-care, and understanding. It's the principle of putting on the oxygen mask when the plane goes down. If you don't put on your oxygen, the pressure could drop so much, you pass out, the baby dies, you die. So you got to put yours on first and then save the child. And so this is the same way. And a lot of the clients that I work with are, you know, top income earners. They put their business first. They put their family first. They've created a legacy in business, but their health is failing. And guys my age, you know, heart attacks are real from 45 to 55. They're real, real serious. Serious as a heart attack. And so high blood pressure, strokes, obesity, gut dysfunction. Once the gut goes, the glutes goes, postural alignment, neck pain, back pain. So this is all, you know, this is all happening. So the first and foremost thing is I recommend, you know, figuring out what they want. Do you want to be healthy? Do you want to lift up your kids and your grandkids when you're 65, 70 years old? Do you want to live till the day you die? Or do you want to be in one of these nursing homes? You want to talk about a big cottage industry? Look at the nursing homes. Right. You know, what have we done with our elders? You know, right. They have left, you know, we've stuck them in nursing homes. That's where all the wisdom is. You ask how we lost our way. That's definitely one of the ways we lost our way, is we got rid of our elders. And so if you can be marginalized as an old person and get stuck in a home all doped up on pharmaceutical drugs like my grandfather was, in a psychotic-induced pharmacological, you know, research project, I mean, he lost his mind. He was hallucinating there because they messed up his meds. And so this is common. This is common practice.
All right, Troy, I got to stop you there. I love you. I love your energy. I love your spirit. I love your brilliant mind. And I love your passion to serve others. And so thank you for what you're doing. Ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you to check out Troy's work. And stay tuned for the next hour. We have another passionate person about your health. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Mike Murphy, unfiltered, unfettered, unflinching, unafraid, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Thanks for tuning in, and don't miss the next unfiltered show next Thursday from noon to 2 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com, as Mike Murphy and a cast of powerful guests strip away the veil of limitation using the groundbreaking practices of the creation frequency. Tune in to unleash the power of your mind. Open the immense energy of the heart to manifest an awesome life filled with true health, wealth, confidence, gratitude, and joy. Unfiltered truth, unfiltered frequency, unfiltered possibilities on Mike Murphy Unfiltered Radio. For more information on Mike and his work, visit MikeMurphyUnfiltered.com.